seems pretty simple. Your first line is, my name is Claude. So just repeat after me. Je m'appelle Claude.
Je te coupe plow.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Je m'appelle Claude.
Je te plie blue.
Huh. It's not quite what I'm saying.
That is Lisa Kudrow in her role as Phoebe Buffay from the sitcom Friends. Friends ran for 10 years, and in the 5 years since it went off the air, Kudrow has kept acting, of course, including in an online series she created called Web Therapy. And right now, she is playing a mom in a new movie called Band Slam.
How was your day?
Inappropriate! Inappropriate!
Honey, I was just...
taking a shower! Years from now, some shrink will pick out this moment in time.
Fine, but hurry up.
Band Slam is, well, to me, it's about this boy, Will, who doesn't really fit in. The heartbreaking thing is he's smart enough to know that he doesn't fit in.
You're pulling away from me a little bit, and I don't know how I feel about it. I have to say that out loud.
We are not having this discussion now.
And he also knows that he's not going to... you know, try on some persona to try to fit in or find an identity. He just is who he is, and he probably won't fit in.
And you're his mother.
And I play his mother. And the good thing is that Will is, he knows who he is, and so you know he's going to be okay because he seems sort of confident, at least about that.
Was that more or less like you as a 16-year-old?
Yeah, that was not far from me.
Didn't fit in, but smart enough to know that you weren't going to try?
Right. Yeah, I didn't want to. Well, although I did fit into some group. I fit into like the
artsy
new wave.
Group. Oh.
You know, like vintage clothing, and I listened to, you know, B-52s and Elvis Costello.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And studied so I could go to a good school.
Which you did. You went to Vassar College.
Right. Yeah, which is a very good school.
You majored in biology?
Right. Yeah.
Did you also act? Or
no.
Were you just studying?
I was just studying. I didn't act at all.
Really?
In high school, college, none of it, wouldn't have any part of it.
Well, before you decided that you would have some part of it, what drew you to biology?
Oh, well, my father's a doctor, and I always admired him so much. And then found it really interesting. In high school, I was studying biology, and I thought that it was going to, you know, be the answer to unlocking all the mysteries of humanity.
Well, it could have been, I suppose.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, I kind of laugh because, you know, nothing really does.
So you go to college, you're going to be some kind of scientist, neuroscientist, no interest in acting. At what point and how did that change of career plan happen?
After I'd graduated, I was working for my father. He was a headache specialist. I was doing research
in Southern California.
In Southern California. And I would be driving around and I'd hear promos on the radio for new sitcoms or for sitcoms. And I'd hear the delivery of a joke or a line and think, oh, you're pushing it too hard. You got to remember that for when you do it. What? I would just hear myself thinking and making mental notes about how to, you know, deliver a joke better.
How delusional you were.
Isn't that weird? And it just kept happening. And so I finally just surrendered and said, all right, I'm going to give it a try.
Huh.
Yeah. And then John Lovitz is my brother's best friend. I grew up with him.
The comedian and actor.
Right. And he had just gotten on Saturday Night Live. And I thought, oh, okay, so it's not some, like, miracle that happens to certain people born under a lucky star. So, yeah, he really inspired me to pursue it.
And how did you pursue it?
He sent me to the Groundlings.
Uh-huh.
Improvisation sketch comedy theater company.
The second city of L.A., kind of.
Right, exactly.
And then Friends, which you did for 10 years. And I almost feel as though we don't need to play a clip because if you haven't heard or seen Friends by now, then I don't know what rock you've been living under. But here is a clip of your character, Phoebe Buffay, meeting her fiancé's parents for the first
time.
Tom
and Sue Engel.
Phoebe,
hello.
Come sit.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you from?
Okay. Well, all right. Originally, I'm from upstate, but then my mom killed herself and my stepdad went to prison, so I just moved to the city where I actually lived in a burned-out Buick LeSabre for a while, which was okay. That was okay until I got hepatitis, you know, because this pimp spit in my mouth and... over it. And anyway, now I'm a freelance massage therapist, which, you know, isn't always steady money, but at least I don't pay taxes.
That is...
It's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it. I sort of discovered it entirely in reruns. And now every time my children say, oh, you got to watch this one, I happily do. That was Lisa Kudrow in one of her brilliant episodes of Friends. Do you have, as again, my devoted children do, favorite episodes and favorite seasons? Are you a Friends geek in that sense?
No. And while I do like it when I see it and I end up laughing and saying, oh, God, it really was a funny show, I don't remember one episode. You know, it's brand almost new.
Or really?
Yeah. I really don't remember. After I'm done working on something, it's done. I mean, I've almost purged it from my memory and move on to the next thing.
One of the achievements of your character in that show, it seems to me, was that while she could have been this cartoon, she was always surprising and never became this complete caricature of Loon.
Yeah, of a spacey girl. Well, but I always thought no one's truly that dumb and that no one's really aware of when they, you know, it's always a surprise to them when they've got it wrong or, you know, and that's always the funniest thing. And I felt like I became more like Phoebe.
Really?
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, spending a lot of time in Los Angeles makes you that way or what?
No, spending a lot of time as Phoebe.
Really?
I think,
so how did that manifest itself?
I started just to not try to show everybody that I'm actually smart. And my, you know, I lost a lot of vocabulary. That was actually happening before. I think that happened from deciding to become an actor. And it was just a lot easier. And it's kind of off-putting to other people, I found, when I'd be in a class or something and then I'd say a word that they didn't know and they just felt bad.
You were over 40 by the time Friends ended, and you did a show, a really interesting show on HBO called The Comeback.
Thank you.
How was that experience?
That was one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done.
Because
I was allowed to write it with Michael Patrick King,
whose other work he's well known for is Sex and the City.
Right, mm-hmm.
And that character, who was this actress, has been might be too strong, but she's past her prime.
Right,
having just come off of Friends, was that potentially autobiographical?
No, I thought that if people thought that it was autobiographical, it would make it a little more interesting and maybe draw people to see it in the beginning. And maybe that is what happened for the first episode. But it was so brutal, you know, and then it's clearly not me.
Yes.
It didn't make me nervous at all.
Fine. Hey, we're ready for you. You're ready for us?
Yes, I am.
Well, I got it.
Valerie?
Yeah.
Could you do it again?
Sure, yeah. Was there a technical
something? No, I think it could be a little bigger, you know, more excited.
Can do. Okay, ready? Yeah. Well, I got it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just the whole comeback is about how excited you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am excited.
Right, but they didn't let us film them actually telling you, so this needs to be the big event.
Right, okay, sure, I gotcha.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Well, I got it. And I thought it was...
Could you do it again?
I'm sorry. Jane. I think it's hilarious.
That is Lisa Kudrow as Valerie Cherish.
Enjoying herself.
Enjoying herself a great deal. You have recently participated in this documentary series that I don't think has aired yet called Who Do You Think You Are? Where you trace your roots back. Talk about that. What did you discover?
Well, the researchers trace our lineage and then take us to the places of, you know, our ancestors' origin and show us original documents. And it's fantastic. I mean, mine was a Holocaust story, and I went to Belarus.
Which is a pretty horrible place, yeah?
It's not great. It's not a tourist destination, that's for sure. Let me put it this way. I felt a lot of relief when we were going to Poland. Yay, finally. But it was tough. It was a tough trip. And to actually walk the same path that my great-grandmother did, you know, on the way to her death was, it's powerful. And then there's other stuff they found that was even more surprising and unbelievable. And as an audience member, you cannot believe this is happening, and it's not scripted.
Which suggests that it's not just famous actors who would have a surprise, that any and all of us, if we did the same thing, would find such a surprise.
Exactly, yeah.
Lisa Kudrow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Kudrow's new film is called Band Slam.
Hey, Mr. L.A., I know a place that you can stay. Right next door to here is a nice flat. Yeah, it's okay.
Coming up, a black teenager from California finds his creative voice in Europe, both in real life and in a rock musical. The musician Stu on Passing Strange, his musical that's now a Spike Lee movie. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.